So get the producer comes with the camera, and I'm like, okay, he's coming. And I like tried not to make eye contact with him so that they thought we were planning something. He opens the hood, and I start going nuts, and all these people start going freaking nuts. And the guy's like, oh, this is perfect. Come get him. Dude. And they bring like two cameras over, and he's like, get this, shoot them. And he's like, can you guys just do that one more time? And we do it again, and I'm trying so hard not to laugh at this point because I'm getting overly hyped and stoked on for this NSX trunk, dude. What is up, everybody? Welcome back.
This is the Late Night Motor Club, the only podcast you care about.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Alex.
I'm Steven.
What's up, Steven?
How you doing today, bro?
Yeah, he's got a lot to say today, and he's hungry.
He's feeling a bit...
Looks like a skinny legend today, dude. Yeah. Really, go off.
Looking a bit thin.
Go off, king. But Steven is visiting family in Hungary, I believe, right now. So he will not be here for this episode or the next one. But he will be back for the one after that.
So congratulations, you're stuck here with me and Alex.
Yes.
The two of us.
This is now the Genesis Coupe podcast, and we are going to...
All things Genesis, only Genesis... The Gen Talk.
Gen Talk. Genocide. There was an actual team. I remember back in the time.
Genocide.
I got to stop touching this.
Yeah.
There was a team back in the day called Genocide. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, we've talked about this. There's a team called Genocide. There was a Chapter 11, guys.
Oh, yeah. Chapter 11 going for broke, bro. Yeah. So sick to flex bankruptcy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, but, man. Take me back. Actually, not take me back. Just bring my gen back.
Take me away for a long time.
Oh, but you want to know something? Since we're on the topic of Genesis, and is that where we're going to be talking about today?
I think we're actually going to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
God damn it. You know what, Steven? From the Genesis community, you've been...
You're blacklisted.
Damn. I messed that one up a little bit, but we're going to pretend like that was smooth.
Yeah.
But today, the topic we're going to go into, something I'm super interested in as someone who's, kind of into this culture as well, but, a lot of like music videos and rappers are now using, instead of like the very standard tested and true flex pieces of like Lambos, Ferraris, and Maybachs,
they're putting some respect on the car community's name.
Yes.
Using legit stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. They're,
it's actually pretty sick.
They're being curated in a good way for sure, where it's not, it's good. It's hard to describe the style other than good.
Yeah.
But it's like quality builds.
Prime example, one of our good homies that we've mentioned here on, the podcast here is a late night call out before, Brian. You shouted out Brian.
Oh yeah.
Brian's car has been in
OGZ music video. Him, Mercy. Who's some others? Jay Cray was in that video.
Jay Cray.
Yeah, there's been a handful. A lot of 240s.
There's a lot of 240. The 240 bros, actually. They're the two... their names slipped my mind now.
And I don't know who you're talking about, I can't help you here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
But yeah, there's been a ton of people. I know even Mike with the Karma FRS from Arc Movement. They've done a bunch of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've done a bunch of music videos. And not only that... I think I just want to talk about this because I was in a movie.
Oh yeah, no, Tyler was actually in a...
I was in a
not
movie.
A music video, a actual movie.
An actual movie.
What was that like?
Pretty crazy.
A quick process of like, how long were you there? Was it annoying? Was it fun?
It was, so I could not like wrap my head around being in a movie, right? So we're going with all these homies and there is a bunch of like, when I... started showing up here, there's actually a bunch of people that I recognize from the car community. I was like, oh, hey, Spider-Man meme, like, you're here,
we're all famous.
And we get into this so first of all, the shoot location was in Palm Springs on this airport, and they had this private shoot set up, and they said that we're gonna make this whole huge meet, Fast and Furious style meet, whatnot. And we get there and we line up and we all have to check in, right? When we go to check in, literally, it coming into this airport, we have this whole line, literally from the gate of the entrance to of the airport all the way out to the main street, which was probably like a mile and a half long.
Yeah, I didn't think about that many people. Because tell them what the type of movie it is, and it all makes sense. I forgot thinking like a music video. I'm like, oh yeah, Tyler was probably there with like six cars.
No. So I was in this movie, and the premise of the movie is this woman is selling like medical supplies on a black market, and she's getting money and doing all these things.
Wait, she's selling it on the black market?
Yeah, and
she been?
You're blacklisted.
she has been blacklisted.
Damn, sucks.
Oh yeah.
You know, he's got the 2 cents.
Yeah, but God, it kind of made me lose what I no. So this lady, she's like doing it through street racing with her truck. And you know, the craziest thing is like we had all these crazy cars here, and the main character is racing people with a freaking Duramax.
Dude, that's how it really is out here, dude. Everybody street races with their Duramax
against a Hellcat.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously it's gonna walk it, bro.
What are we doing? And so this experience, I was just unbelievably hyped. I was like, oh, I'm gonna be an extra in a movie. This is gonna be so fun. I'm gonna be extra. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so we get to this thing, and we start setting up this show. So we have like maybe 50, 60 cars, something like that. And that was when I just had gotten there, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's more cars that came after that. And they start setting up the scene in front of like the hangar. That's where we were at in this main lot. And they started making the car scene thing. And they wanted us to do this whole car show. And so they said, just act like you're at a car show. And
but like movie style,
but
probably
movie style,
not real car show, yeah, where you sit in folding chairs for 7 hours.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're like, yeah, can you guys walk around and act like you're at a car show? And people are just like huddled up in a group and start talking to each other. They're like, oh no, we need you guys to be like amped. And yeah, so they're like, can somebody like open their doors and play music real loud out of their speakers? And we're like,
this is the worst kind of car show.
This is not how it works. And so we start doing this, and people start jumping around, and we gather around cars, and we're all pointing. It's the funniest thing. I hope whenever we can show this movie, I cannot wait, and I hope somebody in the post-production caught this, because I trolled somebody real bad if they didn't. So there is this NSX,
mm-hmm.
right? And the
new one or old one?
An old one. Okay. And the engine in the NSX is in the back.
Yeah. Oh, and you opened the front.
And Leon, there is Leon with the NSX.
Oh, no.
Shout out to the homie. And I was like, they keep coming up to these groups of people and trying to get their reaction. I was like, how about we pop the hood to the NSX and let's all freak the fuck out.
Dude.
And let's get it. And so the producer comes with the camera, and I'm like, okay, he's coming. And I like tried not to make eye contact with him so that they thought we were planning something. He opens the hood, and I start going nuts. And all these people start going freaking nuts. And the guy's like, oh, this is perfect. Come get him. Dude. And they bring like 2 cameras over, and he's like, get this, shoot them. And he's like, can you guys just do that one more time? And we do it again. And I'm trying so hard not to laugh at this point, because I'm getting overly hyped and stoked mm-hmm. on
for
this NSX trunk, dude.
You are literally the guy who makes people, when they watch a movie, go, I mean, that's not, they don't even, that, obviously they have no idea. Yeah, you're that guy. And they don't even know it, probably.
They don't even, and that's the funniest thing, as I was going to say, is like, if this comes out, I just want to see that scene. I hope it makes it in there.
Yeah, I pray it does, dude.
Yeah,
I do. That'll be gold.
That was a little tangent about what we were doing inside this movie thing, but the whole experience, honestly, I got there out to Palm Springs at around 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
I did not leave till 3:30 a.m.
Yeah, that's a long day.
It
plus
was
a long drive.
And a long drive.
Wow.
And the biggest thing that I was butthurt about is that they had provided food for everybody. They got pizzas and all these snacks and whatnot, which was great. But when we were the most hungry, it was at 1 a.m. in the morning, and we were all trying to eat, and the producer just said, we need to finish this one scene. And it was the main scene for the drag race of the truck and this Hellcat, and they had this really old dude sitting in his Hellcat. And the chick who came up to do the typical Fast and Furious, takes her bra off, throws it in the air, and drops her hands, and they go race. Every freaking time she dropped her hands, my man in the Hellcat missed the hand drop. And we were like, oh.
Gotta do it 1,000 more times.
On. Yeah, and the director was like, all right, one more. And we're like, oh, my God.
That's how that shit always is. That sounds fun, but like a lot. But in getting back into like the music video side, do you think it's like, do you look at it as a positive or a negative, would you say?
So here's my two cents to this. When I first started seeing this, I thought, hey, we're getting recognition out here. This is actually pretty sick that people are using real cars. We're using like the stuff that's got some credibility to it. Not just a Lamborghini, Ferrari, whatever, anything that somebody can just buy, something somebody had to build.
Yeah.
And so you're like, damn, this is flexing, right? Mm-hmm. This is some real,
it's like something actually
quote
unique.
Unquote, some gangster shit, right? Yeah, yeah. It's cool. Yeah. Especially when they're using the VIP, like Lexuses and everything. Yeah, yeah. You're like, this is some gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? But then the negative side of that is that
more people just see it as like normies, I want to say.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going?
I'm kind of going like people are now kind of associating it with that lifestyle.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. Because that's kind of grown into more quote unquote famous people.
Right.
I've seen with more that style, not necessarily like a built 240. But, like, they'll be more into, like, modified wide-body stuff.
Right.
You know, Justin Bieber had the... I mean, this is pre all this.
And
but
the Ferrari.
Yeah, he had the Liberty Walk.
Yeah.
Ferrari. Steve Will Do It just got a, what, Rocket Bunny or something?
Something, I don't know.
Supra.
Yeah.
Drives it, like, a mile off the ground, but...
And, okay. And we all know Whistling Diesel just...
Oh, he just dropped that G-Wagon video. I watched that last night. Love that guy to death. Keep breaking shit.
But...
Screw those GTRs, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's...
cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I look at the music video stuff, like... it's definitely something like super cool to see, and something like I've definitely always thought about, like, what if these dudes were driving like sick 240s and whatnot instead of like these just stock Mercedes and stuff. But now that it's here, I definitely, it's still cool. Don't get me wrong. I still love seeing it over what we used to see, other than bring back the donks, bro. We need it. I'm going to say that every episode.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Just real quick.
I'm Steven.
Okay. Damn it. Sorry, Steven.
But the donks, you're definitely on the donk thing.
And Yeah. It kind of has that, like, kind of, I hate to say this because I do enjoy it, but it has that, like, TikTok energy.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I'm like, oh.
It feels like kids are watching this. And I guess, like you said, are associated with that culture.
And so they...
and then being like, I want to be cool like these rappers, just like every kid in every generation has ever been. And now it's just to be cool like them. They're like, I'm going to buy this...
Stance car.
240 and never fix it or make it nice.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what I meant. That TikTok energy where you're like, not saying anything wrong against TikTok. I'm actually coming to grow to
love
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok. Right. Fuck, just...
I would say you guys kind of put me on the TikTok because I was like, not really about it. We started doing this podcast. We're like, oh, let's make the TikTok. And I was like, and since then it's like, okay.
TikTok
is kind of fun.
It's fun. It helps everything business wise. It's just
every episode, Keith.
Every episode. You want to?
I'm Steven.
Nope, that's Keith. But okay. So I definitely do think like what I just said is, it's kind of branching into that TikTok realm of normalizing a what used to be subculture and is now like kind of mainstreamish, which I don't know. I haven't been able to really differentiate whether that's been good, like legal wise. Cops are always cracking down harder, but do you think like they're going harder now because of that? Or is it just the more people?
I think it's solely due to the amount of people that's currently doing it, getting into the scene and all this stuff. And I think it's just the further that we get into this TikTok, it was prior to the TikTok thing, but the TikTok thing is now feeding a bunch of new people the ability to see the street takeover lifestyle. And I think when you see the rapper shit, excuse my language, you kind of gravitate.
How dare you?
You start gravitating.
What the fuck, dude?
You start gravitating towards this stuff because you want to know why? You're, granted, you got some followers and you got some views on your stuff, but don't tell me you're outperforming street takeovers because they get mad views. And so as soon as you see that, you're like, how do I get into car stuff? Get into car stuff? Oh, street takeovers, the biggest thing. Yeah.
I've noticed a lot of just like reel-wise that because Instagram's way more lax with their legal limits of like what you can post and what's breaking community guidelines and all that. You're exactly right. The street takeover stuff. Oh, we have full display. The street takeover stuff is really popping off in a terrible way. Cause I'm seeing like bigger, car people ask those questions on their stories and stuff. And then there'll very often there'll be like a young guy who says like, what's your advice for, like, I just saw this on Mercy's page, I think. Someone was like, what's your advice for younger car people? And he's like, stop going to takeovers. And then immediately after, he was asked a question, what's wrong with takeovers? And he's like, how do you not see what's wrong with takeovers?
That's the problem, is like, the ignorance.
Yeah, I feel like, I thought at least even the people who did it knew
that it was bad.
That it was bad and dumb as shit, but we're just doing it anyways. Now it's like, people are doing it because they think it's cool and okay, and have no idea like
why it's even
how
bad.
Detrimental it is to all of this. Even if you want to keep doing that, if you keep doing that in the way you're doing it, you're just going to be able to not do it eventually.
Right.
Just like everything else.
Because, I mean, I don't know how much we can kind of out this, but I do know from personal experience and friends in the industry that police force specifically have street takeover
task force. Yeah, come on Keith, you're gonna get down.
And that's how you know it's become a problem, when they've dedicated a whole task force to stop you guys from doing what you're doing, because it's creating a big problem.
Orange County has one, and like takeovers don't even happen that often here.
Yeah,
it's LA's obviously the most gnarly, but that's understandable.
We're getting on to this whole street takeover thing.
Yeah, we kind of went off topic.
That's where I think like having cars in the music videos is so cool to see people reach out. But
I have seen a decent amount of music videos. Like Jack Harlow has an old one where the entire, and SSG Kobe unfortunately has one, the entire premise of the music video is them at a takeover. But I don't think they really realize what it is. And they just maybe have seen like the culture of like the reels and all that
bullshit.
And
they were like, bring me to one of those.
Yeah, because they're like, this is a sick aesthetic for a video. And it's like, yeah, it's cool if you're not on a public road.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know?
But unfortunately, like, even rappers are promoting that. Maybe, granted, unknowingly what they're promoting necessarily to a certain extent. But it definitely is, I think, slowly but surely impacting the rest of us, or at least what we're seeing around us when we go places now.
But one thing I do want to highlight about the cars, like authentic cars being in music videos, a cool thing that you have to think and take into consideration, somebody on that production team, marketing somewhere, affiliated with this rapper is like, let me set you up right. Let me get you this. And they're seeking out people. And you know what they're doing? They're doing their homework and they're getting some...
They got good taste. Shout out.
They got some good cars, yeah.
Mike Koziel and Sebastian, dude, they're... I know they don't do all of it, but... They do a lot of it. I know Seb was like a huge proponent in like the beginning of that for getting, I think, cars for some like, I think ASAP Ferg in like an older music video and a lot of older stuff, or older now, but it's like 3, 4, or 5 years ago. But yeah, it's like, it's growing insane to the point where like every Yeet music video is now either obviously the Tonka, the Mercedes SUV, or... a modified import car. Japanese style car.
Right.
Yeah. It's trippy, but the only goal, no trophies, no SEMA, no...
Is to get your boy into a...
World records. All I want to do is get my car in a Yeet music video. If, and if you're out there and can make that happen, you can just DM me and then, I mean, I'll even give you some bread, you know what I'm saying?
You'll pay to be in Yeet's video?
Honestly, yes. just for like the, I don't know.
If I ever have Alex will pay you to take his car.
Yeah, Yeet, if you're watching this podcast, dude. If I ever make the mistake of having kids, that will just be the coolest thing to ever show them. Be like, oh, you used to build cars? That's cool, Dad, whatever. I hate you. Oh, I was in a Yeet music video. His dad's like, poof. That's like Christopher Columbus to us.
Or you have like Mozart. Yeah, Christopher Columbus,
yeah.
Nice. Or you have a terrible parent day where your kid is like, "Yeah, that's so old."
Yeah, that's honest.
That's terrible.
That's what it realistically would be. It would be like, "What is this old boomer garbage?"
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Tonka, this is a big truck, not a Rolls Royce." But I think we covered at least enough of, you know, the basics of the music video stuff. How much can you really talk about it? Because honestly, we don't even know all of it.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
I know,
we're just
kind of
speculating.
I know.
Yeah. Keith has his own thoughts on it. But
Keith wants to be in a music video.
Oh, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I just shot a music video for Drizzy Tay. We might shoot another one this weekend. I'm bringing Keith. But we have.
On to video directing.
Exactly.
On to video directing. This
we have a really good topic this week.
Right. And that is Brian Scotto, the much known, loved head of freaking, or co-head of Hoonigans, just joined the board of North American directors for Audi, I think it was. Let me read the headline of this so I don't mess this up for you.
That is huge.
Brian Scotto joins Audi Club North America board of directors. So, yeah.
From having a shell in his garage for 15 years and never working on it to now being on the board of directors.
To be on the board of directors. Absolutely.
That's
insane.
Unbelievable, honestly.
Right. And I give much... I think I cannot give a higher praise to how much these people and how far these people have come, because Brian Scotto, I think they do a great job at portraying of these guys who are just kind of, I'm not going to say shitheads, but just kind of like unprofessional, do whatever the fuck they want, but somehow the most professional, creating the most creative and unbelievable automotive films I've ever seen in my life.
They're non-Southern rednecks.
Yeah.
Is what they are. Except for the one guy who always wears a Pit Vipers. He's actually a redneck.
Exactly.
But, he's the GOAT. I know that some people don't like Hoonigan just because, like, it's popular. Cool, dude.
Yeah.
You can't deny this. This is, like, next level shit.
Yeah.
Like, for real. But
They are 100%. I think Hoonigans, to be honest, they have a great creative direction. People say they have a lot of content series. They try to make content off everything, but they are just so damn methodical and smart about it. It's insane.
Yeah.
Or just that stupid, but it fucking works. I'm sorry. Excuse the language.
Whether you like it or not, like, they are on top and have been for a long time.
And
honestly, I say that, but not that many people don't like it. It's no one doesn't like sick drifting Burnyard stuff.
Yeah.
All around just sick content, drag racing that you would never see anywhere other than their channel.
Yeah.
Like a 1,400 horsepower Mustang versus a 13-year-old in like a Bronco or something.
Right. Why? Yeah.
But speaking of Hoonigan,
word is on the street.
There's been some leaks recently.
Word is on the
Vegas Strip.
The Vegas Strip.
Yeah. Apparently, there's been a bunch of spottings. I mean,
of this crazy Audi.
Yeah, drifting.
So let's piece this together. This crazy Audi wrapped in like Monster.
Mm-hmm.
All these crazy sponsors. It's all electric, and drifting at crazy high speeds through the city where the streets are shut down.
It is Gymkhana. What number are we on?
I don't even know what
Gymkhana. 9 or 10, maybe, or maybe, I don't know, maybe more than that.
But it has not been confirmed. Hoonigan has not said anything. But
no.
What we can,
I would bet my life, it's the
what
it's
we
the
can calculate, right? Based off of Brian Scotto joining the North directors of Audi. We just know Ken Block joined the Audi team,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden in Vegas, you got this crazy Audi,
all electric, all wheel drive. Who knows how much power that thing's pushing?
Drifting
and
in the street.
I mean, based on just the last like 7 of them, you know, that's not the only car that's going to be in the video. So
right.
I'm excited to even see what else is there. If you haven't seen the TikToks or anything,
here's the clips. We'll put them in.
They're on the screen right now. There isn't like much info on it, but this one's going to be sick because this is like the first electric, like video like that. Not only Gymkhana video, but like real, at this level of driving,
there is. So I know where you're heading. You don't think that there's a crazy like electric.
Who else has one?
There is one other one, and it's with the Mach-E. I believe it's Von Gittin Jr.
Yep.
Who does one with the
Just
Mach-E.
Kidding. Yep.
I think that's 1300 horsepower or something, and he does some crazy video with that. But Mach-E, it was on
Forza 5. You can turn on and off all-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive. Kind of cool. Anyways, go ahead.
Right. I think that video, if I'm not mistaken, was on a track and on a closed course.
Oh, okay.
We did not see it like this, where it's in the streets. And more in particular, the thing that I'm like dumb hyped about is Vegas. Are you kidding me?
It's going to look so sick.
It's the peak of freaking summer when everybody and their mother is there, and they chose to block off the streets at this time and have him drive through it now.
Unimaginable what that price must be.
Right.
Like, you literally have to be paying enough for all the casinos to be cool with losing however much money they're losing the entire time you're filming. Right. That's insane.
And not only, like, I just can't even, there's so many moving parts to this that I can't even fathom, because if you watch the last Gymkhana, they had Travis Pastrana. Shout out Travis Pastrana.
Oh, yeah, it was that one. I forgot about that one.
I've met the dude. I've actually filmed stuff with him before.
Oh, that's sick.
I actually helped film this thing that died with this platform called Quibi. I don't know if I can even put that in there.
Damn.
But we filmed this whole TV show. I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I can't disclose it.
Heavy air quotes.
Yeah.
This may or may not have happened.
Right.
Allegedly.
We filmed this episode called Life Size Cars, and we made Lego go-karts and crashed them.
Oh, that's sick.
It is actually insane.
That sounds fun. Sounds sharp.
Travis Pastrana jumped a boat with his Subaru, dude, yeah, across the entire
that video was gnarly. I was channel. So stoked when that came out. I've been like, obviously I'm stoked on the driving and all that stuff, but like Hoonigan and as a whole has stepped up like their production on stuff like that. Even on their like YouTube channel, it's gotten crazy to the point where like I'm excited now that like they're shooting that in Vegas.
Right.
I'm excited just to see like the stills of the shots that they get in Vegas.
I'm excited to even see the other stunts and the other things that they pull off in Vegas as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if you had caught this. So after Gymkhana, they had also released a public, I think, advertisement for Polaris, where they shut down part of Long Beach and they jumped,
oh yeah, they jumped the bridge.
They jumped the bridge with a Polaris
and like overshot it.
Yeah, right? And I was like, who thinks of this? And they're like, you know what would be sick? Let's shut down the streets in Long Beach and let's just jump the Razor over the bridge.
Yeah, these guys are dumb enough to do it.
Right. It's like the craziest thing that you could ever think of. But it's like, where do you go next?
Yep.
They can't come down because it's going to be a letdown. And I think they know that they have to constantly keep topping the next thing that they do, which is why they jumped a bridge with Travis Pastrana, which is why they jumped another bridge with a Polaris. Yeah,
that's definitely a dangerous game to play of like having to set yourself up to have to one-up yourself every time.
Stunts get more dangerous.
They seem to be pulling it off pretty effortlessly so far. Yeah. So, I mean, eventually it might get to the point where they're like, okay, we can't make the car do a quadruple backflip. But for now, we're seeing some insane stuff. And we're not trying to, like, gas it up too much. This is just genuinely sick.
Yeah,
and if you say you're not a fan of Ken Block, you're lying. We all wanted those shoes, dude, yeah. in middle school. We all wanted to look like a walking monster can and just pretend that we knew how to drive manual. You know, that was middle school.
That was middle school. Yeah. I was, dude, I can't. The pinnacle of what I wanted to be. I bought all the freaking dirt games because I wanted to be.
Yeah.
I wanted to be
those
like
are
Ken
the best.
Block.
Yeah.
I literally bought this before we had the 900 degree steering wheels. I had this.
Oh.
It was. I don't think it was a Logitech, but I think it was an old Gran Turismo steering wheel that had maybe 180 degrees of steering, and I tried to plug it into my computer and play Dirt 3.
No force feedback.
No force.
It was just like loose. Yeah, that's so difficult.
And I hated it because I sucked.
Yeah, that's if those wheels, like, you're not going to get better. I remember growing up, I had a Xbox wheel, and it just sat on your lap. Dude, whoever designed that should be
fired.
Executed. That was the worst thing I've ever used in my life. Like, that was pretty bad. But that's, I mean, let's just be happy we're getting some new content. Not only that, but it's like
getting something insane, and you heard it here first. If you haven't heard it, we're putting you on now.
And I feel like since Scott is now on the board of directors, that in that video they might be releasing a new car potentially, because that would be prime promo for it. What else would they do? Why else would Ken Block and him just join?
Mind blowing.
Then start shooting Gymkhana. and then not release something as big as that.
Yeah, actually, I haven't even read this whole article. I just saw the headline in this article, and it doesn't even seem that drastically long. I think they were just announcing that Brian Scotto addition to the organization leadership via a seat on the Audi Club Board of Directors is an excellent opportunity for all involved. His presence will help the team at the Audi Club align with the organization even more effectively with a greater segment of car enthusiasts space where Brian has established himself as a major force. So, I mean, I think they literally, what they're planning to do is like exactly that. They brought Brian Scotto on because they know these guys are capable of accomplishing ridiculous and outrageous things. Mm-hmm. And I think it makes only sense because they're all fanboys of Audi, him and Ken Block more in particular. Yeah. And I think they're just kind of like you with 326 when they were like, hey, we'll give you stuff if you advertise. And you're like, yo, what?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's kind of how they are with Audi.
Yeah. It's definitely. And with Scotto on their board now, you know, they're working day in, day out, trying so hard just to make sure those cars never run again.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Steven?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and just excited. Maybe we'll get some new awful shoes.
I'm excited.
I'm Steven.
Oh, damn. I'm Keith. And with all that news, I think it's perfect time to go into
the late night call out.
Absolutely. And for once in my entire podcasting career.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to go first.
I'm Steven.
No, you're not. this episode, I am calling out Ratliff or Austin Ratliff. Ratliff? I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. But this dude drives one of my favorite BRZ FRS 86 all the same. It's like grassroots livery.
This man's going to get set on fire by the community.
You're blacklisted.
God damn it. They are all the same. Dude, you can't argue on that. It's like grassroots drift livery inspired, but not even inspired because he actually drifts hard as shit.
And it's just all around. It's cool. I'm jealous because I really would love to do a unique authentic drift livery like this.
Yeah. The only issue is
I don't have anything to put it on.
And you got to drift.
And you got to drift.
That's the main reason I'm lagging on that one. But yeah, this is immaculate, dude. I mean, to actually rip this thing and keep it this clean and to, I don't know, like I, oh, fuck, I did it around this.
You were saying like the 240.
Yeah, the 240s are starting to get to the point where they're more expensive than these FRSs now. So why would people not drift use these as the new drift chassis? Yeah,
right.
I think it's the perfect fit for it.
It only makes sense, and they're headed in the same direction towards the wrecking yard.
Yeah,
like this everything.
This is the first time. This is the first thing in a long time that like I'm like, oh, I want to see way more of this from way more people. Like, I know this guy probably doesn't want people copying his style. It's probably definitely going to happen because this is sick as fuck. But
right.
He also hangs out with another guy that I just want to give a quick shout out to. That similar style, also just hard as shit, dude. 86 Donnie, the thing is
also cool shit.
I mean, you see it on the screen, dude. It's less words, more looking. You see it. It's just sick. Like, you can't deny it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, exactly. He's got a big turby in it, probably making like, I don't know, 4 or 5 in that, maybe
cool
more.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, cool stuff, dude. Anyways, I'm going to stop riding these guys so you can do yours.
Right. Dude, I am bringing this throwback back. I'm bringing my shout out back. Oh. And I'm shouting out Hercules FRS. Now, this is a dude who has a clip that I'm pretty sure we have all seen. And if you haven't seen it, we're going to watch it together.
This is an old one.
This is an old one.
Right here.
Here it is. And he crashes.
Damn.
You're blacklisted.
Right.
Perfect.
And, like, his car was clean before he crashed it. And I thought it was great. And he had some followers. And it went viral. And everybody was like, damn, you messed up this car.
Yeah.
But when I am shouting this man's out, and I'm sorry for bringing back bad memories, this guy, he brought it back from the dead. And what he did is he, obviously, because he crashed it, he had this opportunity to reimagine the car. And I feel like when you have a video that goes viral for you doing something stupid, and I'm sorry, it was a mistake.
It's a mistake, but it's a little embarrassing, for sure. Right.
when you do something like that, you kind of got to come back harder in the paint.
Yeah.
You
gotta,
so to speak.
You got to prove yourself that you're not dumb, I guess, for lack of a better word. Obviously, it's everything.
It happens.
Shit happens. Yeah, you gotta make sure people.
You gotta own
don't
up.
Only remember you for that.
Right. You gotta own up and do something crazier, and not in a dumb
not
way.
In a car crash.
Right. So what he did is he took this Pandem wide body kit that he has. It's the V3 kit, and he cut it and he widened it. I want to say by like 4. Don't quote me on the specific dimensions, but it appears to be like 4 inches on both sides. It is massively wide. It is incredible. It's like crazy to look at pictures of this thing, and it looks like it just has this shelf of a wide body.
It's like a double Pandem kit.
It's like a double Pandem kit. Yeah, it's bonkers. And to see how far the wheels sit. And when you see those V3 kits in person already, it's already a boat. It's huge.
Yeah, it's a brick on wheels. That thing looks like, it almost has like supercar hips. It comes out so wide and like flat.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild looking, for sure.
And for it to be this wide is insane. He has a picture of his car and another FRS with, I want to say it's a 3.326 kit.
Yeah, the Gundam-ish, the Gundam 3D Star crazy one
kit,
the one that everyone's like, what is this?
And people are amazed because they're like, this is obnoxiously wide. He has a picture of like them on like top of each other, not physically but comparatively, and I think he's claiming that it's just as wide, if not wider than that.
That's pretty insane, because that's like the widest kit for that car, and it looks like your barrel sticks out of the wheel well. That's how insane it is, with like a 15 inch wide wheel.
It's insane. If you guys have not seen it, you guys should go check it out. And
go check it out.
Check it out. Yeah. Go watch the crash video. Then go watch and bring it back from the dead and be like, you know what?
This is sick. And then go watch the rest of our episodes and subscribe. And thank you for watching this episode.
Yeah, and like it. And tell Steven how much he missed hanging out with the boys and filming this podcast.
Yeah.
And,
hopefully he doesn't get too mad at our... replacement Steven?
He has no idea that we're even doing this.
Yeah, he'll know when this episode comes out. So, live with you guys.
Let him know.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Peace.
Later.
I'm Steven.